The House is expected to vote soon on bipartisan legislation that would reduce student loan rates, at least in the short term. The measure was passed overwhelmingly by the Senate. NPR's Craig Windham reports backers of the bill say it would help 11 million students and save undergraduates an average of $1,500 in interest charges.
The Senate bill, like a similar measure passed by the House, would link student loan rates to the rate on 10-year Treasury notes. That would cut the current loan rate of 6.8% by nearly 3% for undergrads this fall. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin says the compromise bill would lock in that rate for students.
And that means they'll have that interest rate for the life of the loan.
Although rates could rise for new loans in future years as the economy improves, the bipartisan bill would cap undergraduate student loan rates at 8.25%. House Speaker John Boehner is calling on GOP lawmakers to support the measure. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.